Hello, and welcome to the March 2015 episode of the ACS Nano Podcast. This is Heather Tierney, Managing Editor for ACS Nano, and on today's episode, we will hear about acoustic purification of extracellular microvesicles. Microvesicles, which are shed by a variety of different cell types into circulation, are gaining increasing interest for diagnostic purposes. However, isolating microvesicles can prove difficult based on their size and complex surroundings. In a recent article in ACS Nano, researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School deployed an acoustic purification method toward microvesicle separation. And today, Professor Hako Lee joins the podcast to tell us about this study. Hello, Hako. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Heather. Thanks for the invitation.
Can you start by telling us more about what microvesicles are and why they're important?
Yes. Microvesicles are basically lipid particles, which means they are kind of little ball composed of the cellular membrane. And these vesicles are actively shed by cells. So initially, people thought that these vesicles are passive product or even junk or debris or trash cans coming from the cells. But now there are growing recognition that these microvesicles actually have active role in terms of the intracellular communication as the long-distance messaging inside the bodies.
In your article, you described size-separating microvesicles using an acoustic nanofilter. Can you describe the experimental setup you used and how the separation works?
Yes. There are many different ways you can separate these microvesicles. And one conventional and most widely used way is based on their densities or their size. And basically, we apply the same principle to size selectively isolate these microvesicles in blood. But in our case, the source of the force that isolates these microvesicles is the sound. So instead of using magnetic force or electrical force, we're using this acoustic force, meaning pressure wave coming from the sound, because these sound waves are gentle on the biological cells, such that we can minimize the potential damage on these microvesicles. And also, by using this sound, we don't need to do anything on the microvesicles. In other words, we are just using their intrinsic properties, such as densities and sizes of microvesicles, to sort them out based on their size or acoustic properties.
How does your method compare in terms of purity to other microvesicle separation techniques you've described?
Yes. So when you do this sound-based separation, actually what we have is a spectrum of these vesicles separated out from the sample. And so let's say, for example, on the right-hand side, we have the biggest vesicles, and on the left-hand side, we have the smallest vesicles. And by placing the beans or buckets on the right position, then we can select certain range, the vesicles of certain ranges. So in other words, we can have very pure population of microvesicles in a certain size ranges. And that is very helpful because when you use conventional methods, for example, just filtration or centrifugation, you have little control on the size ranges that you can impart on your collected microvesicles.
What fields do you think will benefit the most from this type of microvesicle separation?
Oh, yeah. So there are many fields, actually, that can benefit if you have this precise control on these microvesicle sizes. For example, in the basic science, now we can answer the question whether these vesicles, certain size range of vesicles, are coming from inside the cells or just spontaneous budding of the cell membrane. In other words, just from the cell membrane. And depending on their origin, whether they're from inside the cells or just from the membrane, these vesicles might have or might contain different molecules inside them. And also depending on the different molecules, they have different biological functions in the cell-to-cell communication. And also, in the clinical aspect, this kind of capacity is very important because in the clinical scenario, what we want to do is we want to collect or isolate these vesicles from very complex biological samples, such as whole blood or urine or saliva. And having this kind of capacity that is that you can choose or selectively collect these microvesicles from this complex sample will actually expedite the clinical study on using these vesicles for clinical diagnosis or even the treatment monitoring.
And finally, what's going to be next for your group along the lines of this work?
Oh, yes. So our group is working to make systems or platforms that can facilitate this microvascular research. So there are actually two components in there. One is the sample preparation tool that was described in the current paper. And the other component is the analytical tool, which means after collecting these vesicles, we want to analyze their, let's say, proteins or DNAs or RNAs. And right now, we have these two components separate each other. So after collecting these particles or vesicles, and then we move those or transfer those collected items or vesicles to the analytical devices. And during that process, there is a sample loss, and also that increase the hands-on time on the samples. Now we want to combine these two components in a single device such that when you just inject a sample, the system will isolate the target vesicle population and then automatically analyze their molecular information. And I hope that such kind of system will significantly streamline the clinical application of these microvesicles in cancer detection or even on the detection of other diseases.
Well, great. Thank you again for joining me today to tell our listeners about your work.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the March 2015 ACS Nano Podcast, and thanks to Hako Lee for joining the podcast today. Be sure to tune in next month for more highlights from ACS Nano.